tactical football. We're fundamentally sound for the most part. There's always going to be some first game mistakes that you need to correct heading into week number two. But I like the attitude our guys came out with. I like the energy they brought to the field. I like the way we were flying around. And, it's always good to get that opening day victory, that's for sure.
Eight of those in a row for your team and season openers. But do you like the fact that you were able to test your team against such a high quality opponent to start the year?
Yeah, that helps. I mean, for sure. Youngstown having just played them last December and then, facing off against them in the opening game of the following season, was definitely something that, our guys were thinking about throughout the course of the offseason and knew it was going to be a heck of a challenge to play a playoff caliber team, in opening weekend. So we're just glad that we're able to go out there and secure the victory. And I think that gave us a good test up front. So now we just gotta, hopefully take the positives that we had in that game and carry it into week two. And like I said already, correct the correctables and try to eliminate some of the things that we needed to work on going in after the first game.
I know coaches always worry about mistakes in an opening week game and turnovers. I saw that you said that you thought that was going to be one of the keys to the game. You had to win the turnover battle 3-0. And how big was that stat toward the outcome of the game?
Well, obviously, the way the game turned in the second half a little bit, that last interception we had by Richie Kimmel was huge to secure the victory. But whenever you win the turnover battle, I always feel in the first game, especially if you can make less mistakes than your opponent, play a little more discipline, have less penalties and less turnovers, then you have a chance because there's going to be adversity, pretty much each and every week, but especially in the opener. So, no matter how hard you practice during preseason and how long you practice during preseason, you're never going to be able to replicate the speed of the game against yourselves as you do when you're facing that first opponent. So it was really good to have our guys come out, and the turnover battle ended up being a huge difference in the game. Three turnovers to zero, only winning by one touchdown. That definitely made a difference for sure.
You mentioned Richie, first career start. He has 10 tackles. Not only does he have that big interception at the end, also recovered a fumble earlier than that. Just talk about his performance.
Yeah, Richie's great. He's a great individual. He's a great team guy. He is a grad student, so he did graduate, and now he's into that extra year. And he's an unselfish guy. Like you said, this is his first start, and he's been here for five seasons now. So for him to just continue to do what he does and continue to, play the role he's played over time with the backup capacity and then the special team roles that he's played for us over the seasons, to go out and get his first start and then end up being 10 tackles and two turnovers. That just goes, speaks for him, speaks towards him, the work he's put in and the patience he's had, but continuing to put in the work. And then the work he's put in behind the scenes with film studying, everything like that, definitely showed up on last Thursday for him to have those 10 tackles and be in the right place on those turnovers. So I'm real happy and proud of him, and happy that he was able to go out and have a really good game. And as you said, his first career start here in 5 years.
You guys held them to 321 yards for the game. That's a pretty powerful offense. What were you able to do well to slow them down?
Well, our guys did a good job, keeping them out of the end zone, obviously, but we need to do a better job getting off the field. They had three drives of double-digit plays, I think 2 15 play drives and then a 10 or 11 play drive. So, they converted some third and fourth downs along the way, but holding them down and keeping them out of the end zone was a key to the outcome of the game. And, I think they ran 20 more plays. Youngstown had a good game plan. They played keep away a little bit. Their quarterback made some really good plays, extending plays with his feet and getting out of trouble. And I think our defense did a pretty good job against their traditional run game, but he hurt us when he scrambled a little bit to convert some first downs and so on. So if we can contain that quarterback a little better and get off the field on some of those third and fourth downs, obviously that's something we'll need to do. We can't have our defense out there for 2 15 play drives. I think we got a little fatigued in the first game, in some positions that we maybe didn't rotate as many substitutes through as maybe we should have or will in the future. But for us to keep them out of the end zone, holding the 17 points, with them running 20 more plays and having the ball for 13 more minutes, that's a good thing.
go to the other side of the ball. Connor had I thought a really good game. He only throws for 90 yards, but ran for 107, made a number of big plays. As a coach, when you see him do that, you obviously you got to let him use his legs because that's part of his skill set. But do you worry about him taking too many hits? He took some pretty good shots as well when he got loose.
Yeah, that's his style, though. You know, that's probably what makes him who he is. You know, he jumped over a guy, I think two or three times, or attempted to jump over a guy. One of them, hey, he did it at the end zone, and that was his way of getting into the end zone. I'm good with that. Upfield, I'd rather see him slide, to be honest, and not take some unnecessary hits, but I think that's what makes him him. He's a competitor. He's going to do what it takes. He's going to do what he can to help the team win. And if he thinks he can get an extra 3 or 4 yards because he's going to either lower the shoulder or try to hurdle a guy, I think that's just his style. I'd rather see him run out of bounds, or I'd rather see him slide and, you know, live to see the next play. But you're not gonna tell him what to do because of his competitive nature and how he plays. So that's just Connor. We talked about that after the game in the press conference, and he answered it the same way. That's just who he is and what he's gonna do. And we'll just keep our fingers crossed that he you know, can live to see the next down for sure.
When we talked last week, you were talking about having to replace that three-headed monster at running back, but you felt like you had some young guys, and they showed pretty well. Isaiah Ragland, David Avite, you rotated a number of guys in there. How did you feel like the running game did against a pretty good Youngstown defense?
Yeah, we thought the guys coming in had a good grasp of what we're trying to do, especially for young guys. Ragland being a sophomore, redshirt freshman on the field, David being a true freshman, and Isaiah Wright being a guy who's been in the program as a junior. But those are the three guys, and then Jabril Mace had a couple plays out there as well. He's same year as Ragland. But yeah, when you have guys like we said, the three guys that have played for 5 years together. And you lose those guys, you're always going to have that as a question mark. But through the offseason and then through the summer training, when David showed up as a freshman, we thought they had a chance to, you know, go out there and show some things. And fortunately for us, they did. So we'll see. They got to continue to get better. They still aren't obviously as experienced as the guys we missed or lost, but I think they're good players. I think they're going to get better each week as they learn the system and learn the offense. But as far as running the ball, I think Ragland and I think David showed some good things. So hopefully that'll continue as they get more comfortable with the position.
So okay, ahead to Saturday, your team is on the road at Colgate. Colgate team that had a battle with Maine coming out on top 17-14 as you've kind of started to break down. Colgate, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Well, the challenges are going to be, you know, they're going to be a physical team. We've played them before. It's been a little while, but we played them before. You know, they're going to be well coached and prepared. I know Stan really well up there. He's been with the program for a long time. You know, so we just now we got to get on a bus, right? It's not a home game. We're not in the friendly confines of our own stadium. It's going to be probably about a 4.5 hour trip if we're lucky. So, you know, are we going to be able to, you know, get on a bus, take the trip? We have a lot of maturity in certain spots, but in other positions, we have some youth and some first-time players. So hopefully they'll be able to handle the, you know, handle the trip, go out there and be able to play a consistent game and have their legs under them and so on. So we already started with some preparation. They have a lot of guys back from last year, a good number of guys back. They're similar to us. They don't lose a lot of guys in the transfer portal. So, you know, you kind of have an idea as to what you're looking at and have a game that they played against Maine. You know, they're battle tested as well. They played a CAA opponent, you know, like us playing a Youngstown. So, you know, they're not going to be intimidated by us coming in there. That's for sure. Cause I've already played someone from our league. So, we just got to go up there and hopefully win the turnover battle and minimize our mistakes and, you know, have fewer penalties than them. And, you know, again, it just comes down, especially early in the season, I think, to the more discipline and the team that makes the fewest mistakes. And when the mistakes are made, whoever can, you know, get over it and handle the adversity and get to the next play the quickest, I think, are the ones that have a better chance to come out on top.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Colgate, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. As a reminder for media members, you have just joined.